This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Yeah. Anybody?
Everybody's doing it.
Hello and welcome to another Tuesday evening of The Single Life on Joy 94.9, where we delve into the dating game and discuss all things about being single, fabulous, and dating in the world we live in. I'm Michelle de Klerk and I have my sidekick John Winter with me to chat about all things dating, and I've also got another sidekick tonight, Tanya.
Hang on, you didn't give me a chance to say hello.
Well, you're not meant to talk yet.
Oh, sorry.
So tonight we're going to be looking at the week that was. We're going to check in with John and also Tanya's fashion challenge. We'll be discussing the concept of disposable relationships and what to do when your best friend ditches you for the other half. And we're going to be talking about blind dates as well, because I do love a bit of blind dating myself, because you'll never know what you're going to get with that mixed bag. Mm. So don't forget that if you'd like to put in a request for a song or to help John or even Tanya on their dating journey by providing hints and tips, you can email us at onair@joy.org.au, SMS 0427 Joy 949, or you can send us a message via our Facebook page. So, welcome, John and Tanya. Great to see you both made it in.
Can we talk now?
Are we allowed to talk?
Yes, now I give you permission to talk.
Oh, good.
I am the dominatrix. I tell you when to do things.
Okay.
So speak. People speak. Okay.
Well, I'm very excited to be here tonight, can I say? We have had such a ball in the green room before coming in. I just hope I've got enough energy to get myself through the rest of the show.
Oh, you will. And you're both looking fantastic.
Yes.
That styling that you obviously did throughout the week has worked wonders.
Yep.
Mind you, John's still definitely into the flannel look. We haven't got him away from that look. Flannel and the tea.
He went in plaid and he came out in plaid.
I came dressed like a lumberjack, and I'm just going to stick with that from now on.
Okay, perfect. So, everyone, I think you should check out the Facebook page, because we did put some pictures up of makeovers.
Just a few.
Sorry, Tanya, there's about 15 of the same outfit.
You weren't supposed to put them all up, just two.
You did kind of wear like the same outfit like 9 times.
We did like the 15 different facial expressions,
Do you want me to explain
Please explain why you only got one outfit, but 15 different facial looks.
Okay, I was in a high-end clothing shop. So I was in a clothing shop where everything was quite expensive.
What was it called again?
I'm not going to say,
because we all know it wasn't that high end.
No,
at all.
We don't want to get sued. That's why. So I'm trying the stuff on and I put the black shirt on. And when I do the button up, the buttonhole is already ripped. So someone's ripped the shirt and I couldn't be bothered going and getting another one. You know, you have to get redressed and go back out and get stuff, So I didn't do that. So I just kept going. And then as I tucked the shirt in, it ripped again.
So, were you trying on a shirt a size too small?
No, it was
the slim look.
I was actually swimming in the shirt. So I thought, okay, by the time I finish, it's going to be a rag. And I just thought, how am I going to get out of this shop without having to pay for the rag?
But so we'll take 20 photos of us.
No. Oh, wait. Okay. So the reason I had to take 20 photos is because it was really difficult to take a photo while trying to stop my top button from bursting open. So I had to sort of hold my body in an uncomfortable position so that the top button didn't burst open and take the photo, and it took a long time.
That sounds like a really impractical dating outfit if you stand in the right, well, practical or impractical depending on who you're seeing.
The shirt cost about $40 and it was just ripping every time I touched it. Every time I looked at it, it would pop open. So
I could just imagine, Tanya, you on a date, a nice romantic restaurant, beautiful girl. girl, and then you sneeze.
Shirt rips open.
And then it rips down all down the front.
I just couldn't believe they would charge
blame
that much.
Blame it on the stitching of the shirt.
I just couldn't believe you would get that in a quality shop or one that boasts to be of quality. So anyway, that's my story.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And John, how did you go? I've seen there's a few pictures up there, different looks.
You know, Team Johnny did come to the rescue on the feedback on my Facebook wall, Single Life Facebook wall, I should say, which is a relief. But there were also some haters out there. There were also some people that disliked my choice of flannelette, which I must say to you women in this room, while flannelette is not really a women's choice of clothing, it's quite fashionable for the lads.
It is for the lesbians. So
we weren't being haters. We were just kind of we wanted you to go out of your comfort zone and try different outfits. And clearly you just really love sticking to that flannel.
Well, I told John to go for the skinny legs and the leather jacket because he's normally a fruit in a suit and he needs to cool it up. And I'm normally a bit too laid back maybe, so I was trying to class it up with my ripped shirt.
Class it up.
No, I'm wearing a $130 fedora, I'm telling you right now. That's an expensive piece of headwear.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I've got to say.
You'd be wanting to keep that headwear on all night for that amount of money to get wear for value.
Leather fedora.
Mm. Well, I do have to say that we had a message on Facebook from Bert, who was definitely in favour of the flannel. He says he's a bit biased towards the flannel, but some different pants would have been nice.
Thank you, Bert. See, so, look, I knew I was onto a winner.
I know, but the whole point was to come out looking different. And
But I did look different. The pants that I was wearing were really tight on the legs and then really baggy in the ass. And I've never seen pants like that before. I think it's the fashion that's going on at the moment. I'm not sure.
That's fair enough. But the shirt, like right as we speak, you're still wearing flannel.
Yeah.
So it's like maybe next time go for a plain or...
Maybe I should just... Yeah. I'll unbutton here. It is a bit warm in Studio 3. How's that? Do you like that, girls?
Doesn't really do anything for me.
I could remove the shirt.
Bert might be interested because he is quite biased towards flannel. But
yes. Not quite sure what Bert's into.
I actually want Bert to come in and make you over, John.
Bert's actually part of Team Johnny, so you can't knock Team Johnny.
Okay.
No. Well, what do you mean? He's part of? Does he know you?
Well, he's I've never met Bert, but he is obviously supporting me on our Facebook page, The Single Life on Joy 94.9. Get onto it, guys.
I think we both needed to go a bit more out of our comfort zone because I do wear fedoras at the same time. So I needed to maybe do something different as well.
Maybe we need to do like a crossover where we both go to the store at the same time.
Although, dress each other.
I can't think of a store that we could go to where it would cater for both of our tastes.
I can think of about a million.
Sorry, I can't say that out loud. Sorry, I said a word I shouldn't have.
Well, maybe for next time you guys can go on a shopping date together.
I'm pretty sure if we go to the men's department, we'll both be happy. So. Oh, really?
Hey, don't stereotype yourself, Tanya.
No.
If you're going outside of your comfort zone, I could get you in like a netball skirt or something choice.
I don't think you understand quite how it works. Like, you've got to wear what you're comfortable with. Like, if you're a girly girl, you'll wear girly stuff. You're not going to just change for a makeover because you won't be comfortable in what you're wearing. So it's sort of like you wouldn't wear a dress either, would you? That's like me trying to get you in a dress.
Yeah, that would be kind of awkward.
I guess that's why kind of John sticks with the flannel. It's what he knows. Mm-hmm. It's what he's comfortable in.
Well, I've never seen you in a flannel, Michelle. Like you're
because I won't wear a flannel.
Well,
I'm not a flannel type of person.
To pause for Michelle to empty your dinner.
Get out of your comfort zone. You need to get out of your comfort zone. Maybe you should be trying on some new clothes. You're listening to The Single Life on Joy 94.9.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Welcome back to The Single Life on Joy 94.9, where we were just catching up with Tanya and John on their fashion challenge. And I'm keen to know, guys, how'd the week go? What else happened during the week? Any other dates? Fill me in. Any gossip? What's going on?
This is John's area.
Yeah, this is my
John's expertise.
I do want to call you. I do want to call you out, Michelle. Tanya. I want to call you out because where are your dates?
What do you mean? Where are my dates?
Well, we're working on that, but I want to see stuff happening.
Well, I'm chatting online to some girls and cool. And we'll see what happens.
Who Maybe knows? Check that out in a week or so, a couple of weeks.
Oh, well, I'll try. I'm just, I don't know, I'm picky. I don't just go for anyone.
Okay.
You know.
Well, I did go on a what I thought was a date, but I was actually confused.
Yeah.
I was very confused and I kind of went like in my mind I thought I was going on a date, but I think in the date, the person that was in on the pseudo date, it was not a date.
Yeah,
it was definitely not a date.
I can understand that. There's a lot of girls out there who just won't date at all, and because they don't want to date, they won't even refer to it as a date. It's like, come on, it's not that hard. It's just calling it a date. It doesn't mean, it doesn't obligate you to do anything, but they don't want to call it a date.
Yeah, I don't know. No, I don't think it was a date at all. Okay. I'm confused. I'm still confused to this day.
That you met on a dating site?
No.
How'd you meet?
Okay, we're all confused. Do you want to maybe fill us in or should we just sit here trying to work out what's going
on? It's the intricate puzzle that is John P. Wintle. But it was...
Well, it's only an hour show, so...
Yeah, got to...
Get to the point, mate.
John. Come on, get to the point. Well, yeah, it was basically... I was not clear in my head that... It was not a date. It was just a hangout with friends, which was actually very good.
Yeah.
But I was in a world of delirium with this particular person because in my perception, there were a lot of signals being put out that maybe I was just a little eager to pick up on maybe some sort of more than friend notion, but it just turned out to be nothing at all.
Sounds like a bit of a head game, really.
Maybe, as in my own head, I think. A lot of it was going on inside my head because signals that I thought were being put out, in retrospect, were nothing at all.
So they weren't mixed messages. It was straightforward.
No, it was straightforward. Okay. It was very, very clear on the other side, like it's not a date.
Yeah.
But on my side, I was just like, I don't know what's going on. And it turned out not to be a date.
Were you hoping it was a date?
I was hoping it was a date.
Okay.
But it was not a date.
Is there any turning it around?
Well... I don't know if there's any turning around of that, but I think that a very good friendship will come from that.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I do have a date coming up this weekend.
Ooh, do tell.
So it's from Mr. Cuddles that's coming up. he's
Is that his username?
No. He's he's got this phrase he likes to say to me. He likes to always say just Cuddles, and he never means it.
Oh.
Do you know what I mean? It's something sus.
Code for something more than cuddles?
Yeah, it's always something more than cuddles, but he always states just cuddles. So Mr. Cuddles is his name, and he'll be popping up to see me. He's coming all
up. He's coming up from where?
It's a cartoon character.
The table?
No, he's in a different capital city at the moment, so he'll be coming back to Melbourne to hang out.
I wish girls would just pop up at me occasionally.
Yes, this leads on to something that we may talk about in this show, or we will talk about in this show, disposable dates.
Okay. again, elaborate.
Not sure how that relates.
Mr. Cuddles is not a disposable date, but as in the popping up of someone. Am I explaining this really badly?
How about you just explain what a disposable date is?
Well,
I've got an opinion on disposable dating. I think these days you've got all of the online apps, you've got internet dating, you've got so many ways of meeting people that when you meet someone, if there's something that instantly you're not happy with, back in the day when we didn't have an opportunity to meet people left, right and centre, we'd probably overlook that one thing that, like, maybe John and his shirts.
Give him another chance.
Constantly wear shirts. It's like, okay, next, not interested, cut.
Oh.
I've got so many other opportunities, so I'm just going to move on to the next person.
So cutthroat.
Oh, I know.
It is very... Well, it is cutthroat.
A lot of pressure.
Well, back in the day, like, if you've got an average-looking person... They'd probably manage one date a month.
If you've got an average-looking
person now can get 5 dates in a week with online dating. The world is your oyster. There's so much out there, so much opportunity.
I suppose if I was alive back in, say, the 60s, then if I lived in the country, then I'd probably get a date every week.
Okay, interesting.
Because, you know, people, not a lot of people around willing to settle for less.
No competition.
could be a girl, though, which I may not be comfortable with.
Well, there's girls online that they'll say hi, and if you just say hi back, they write you off, and it's like, you just said hi.
That's totally disposable dating. That people have just become disposable, like plastic cups or, you know, cutlery.
Or razors. You can't judge somebody. You can't judge somebody on saying hi when you just said hi. I'm sorry. That's just hypocritical, isn't it?
Yeah.
Maybe meant to say hi, how are you?
I've seen on popular men's dating applications instances where in their profile they have a list of things that you're not allowed to say to them.
Oh, I know.
Including hi, how's it going? Like really simple greetings to try and get a conversation started. And it's like, well, why have a profile if you don't really want people to talk to you in English?
There's a girl online that's got written on her profile, I don't like people, but I'm trying to get better at it.
It's probably not
good
the right image to
good
put
luck
forward.
With that.
I'd be interested in meeting her.
Oh, I feel bad.
Okay. No. Well, I just think that now that it's so easy to cut people, like if someone says something that you're not interested in or whatever, next, move on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's become mm-hmm. very much that way
just
now.
Just get rid of them. No.
Which is kind of sad.
You don't want people to judge you harshly though, right? So you probably shouldn't do it to them.
Yeah, but that's the way we all are. I judged you both in the first 30 seconds that I saw you today. So
I give people a go. I give them a go.
Oh, well, you're nice.
I am too.
We
nice.
Like you. But you're not getting anywhere. You're like the female version of John.
Yes, nice. No. Step off.
Well, what are your thoughts on blind dates? Would you both be interested in being set up in a blind date?
Totes. I'm in.
Yeah?
Totes Count not. Therefore, okay. I am not the okay. female John.
What are your thoughts on blind dates in general? Have either of you ever been on one? Tanya, you're very negative and blind dates. Have you had a few bad ones?
We just had a conversation about judging people harshly, so why would you go on a date when you don't even know what someone really...
But you also said give people a go.
Yes, but... Okay, I don't want to waste anyone's time and I don't want sort of them to waste mine. So I don't really want to go out with someone, have the whole night with them when we're not even going to be into each other. I just see it as a waste. That's why on the internet people have their photos and stuff so you can get an idea.
What can you really tell about a photo?
You can chat to them as well.
More.
Like you can get to know them.
There's got to be some sort of attraction there, doesn't there?
Yeah, because otherwise you just get there and there's nothing to say.
Has to be able to string a sentence together. Yeah, that's important.
Could be a bit awkward, nothing in common.
That's why I'm not into, I'm happy to go on a blind date as a bit of a laugh, but I'm not into internet dating because I think even though you might be attracted to someone physically, you need to have that spark, that chemistry, that bit of something.
That's why it's good to meet people as soon as you can because you don't want to spend months chatting to them.
Don't waste your time.
Yeah, exactly.
And the first meetup should be like... I don't know.
In a couple of days.
Yeah, in half an hour date.
No,
just in case it goes bad and then you can cut it. You've got an excuse.
Perfect example. I met a girl online. We talked for months. I was attracted to her. And then when I met her in person, just the sound of her voice, I just found unattractive and that put me off. And I couldn't believe that something so small would put me off somebody. But it's just... Yeah, you got to meet
the little things.
You've got to
meet
the
little things.
You got to meet them.
Yeah, very true.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
And welcome back to The Single Life on Joy 94.9, where we're talking about all things blind dates. And we've just had an SMS in from Penny, who said, Tanya, you need
more plan.
You need to man up.
You need more
plan. You should go out on a blind date. Oh. And I think she's actually offering herself up.
Okay.
Oh,
okay.
Penny.
Penny. Just I like that name, actually.
Send a picture, Penny.
Oh, come on.
That's not a blind date.
Don't be so material.
I'm not material.
No.
You've got to focus.
You need to just go with it and just do what we say and go with the flow.
Okay. Yep. It sounds like I don't have a choice.
You don't.
The thing is you can't... you can only expect to be mediocre if you do the same thing over and over again.
Yes.
Or you try and be like everyone else. You've got to rise above it. And
true.
MDK is giving you the perfect advice to break you out of that mold.
Yeah, I'm going to give you a top 10 of blind date tips. Mm.
Okay, I don't expect anyone to do something that I wouldn't do. So I don't expect anyone to go out with me without seeing some kind of picture or talking to me first.
Well, you're on the Facebook page now, so everyone's seen you. There's no hiding.
Oh, God.
They've seen 20 of you in the one outfit. 20,
so. I maintain Facebook does not let you upload, choose photos in private messages. That's all I'm going to say.
They've seen all of your facial expressions. Okay, so the top 10 of blind date.
That's pretty harsh, MDK.
All right. But so
they're
number
blurry.
10, number 10, people, let's focus. So 10, you need a plan ahead. Mm. I know that you might not be able to see the person, and I guess it depends on the circumstances where you're going to be set up, because if it's a friend setting you up, maybe they can tell you a little bit about this person so you choose an appropriate date. There's no point taking a blind date to the movies if they're a party person.
Mm. Okay.
They'll just be bored.
And plus if they show up in their, like...
tracksuit.
They're ready for the gym.
Or of Jewish descent, you wouldn't take them to the bacon factory.
To the nightclub, no.
No, no, yeah, so plan ahead, people.
Yeah, change that.
What? Can you see Jewish versions showing up? Oh, no, I've gone to the bacon factory. I better cancel that.
I don't know. I was
that would
to come
be
up
a fail already. And this is why John is on this show. Fail. Number 9. Watch what you say.
Okay. Oh, so, I should take note of that.
So basically, this is a quote by Chris Rock, comedian. A girl will decide within the first 30 seconds whether or not she will sleep with you. I guess that's a girl or a guy in this case.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So basically... just don't say the wrong thing and you've probably gotten in.
So much pressure, cutthroat.
It is pressure. You've got to be entertaining. You've got to look good. So many things to think of. Tip number 8, focus on the person. So have you guys ever been on a date where you're with someone and they keep looking at themselves in the mirror, the reflection of the shop window?
Eyes out.
They keep looking at their muscles.
I hate the eyes out guys. The ones who always make you face with your eyes in and meanwhile they're just checking out everyone that's behind you.
Yeah, it's just wrong town.
Eyes
don't,
out,
don't
eyes
you
in.
Get that? Yeah, it's okay. Called eyes out, where if you take the eyes out position, you're doing cruising.
Okay.
It's a very ungentlemanly thing to do. You should always let the... you should always let your date have eyes out.
I haven't had that, but girls love to talk about themselves, so you just kind of let them go.
Eyes out.
Pretty much.
Yeah, I've been on a date where the guy has been checking out everyone else that's walking past. I was just clock watching, get me out of here.
I'm over it.
Oh, I'm done. I was done before I even got there, let's be honest. Anyway.
Number 7.
Is don't cross-examine them. So basically, if you want your first date to succeed, then you must master the art of communication.
Mm.
Don't ask closed-ended questions. So don't ask questions that are just purely yes or no's.
Don't ask for payslips.
Oh, God. Well, that's another tip coming up.
Oh,
instead, ask them open-ended questions to stimulate the conversation and let them know you're interested. Yeah.
She's not in the witness box. Ease up. Ease up.
Calm down.
Tiger.
Wow.
Number 5?
Oh, number 6.
No, you missed number 6.
Oh, can't count. That's another bad
okay.
thing for
Tanya. You're lost now, aren't you, after you just bagged me?
You just don't know. You've just lost
number
me
6, keep your eyes on her.
I think we've already done that one.
No, we did
one.
Number 6.
Well, let's just move on to 5.
I said number 5. I was
Look,
right.
Look, you've just thrown us off course.
Well, this
don't
is,
show off, basically.
Yeah, Michelle, MDK, you can learn a lot from number 5.
So basically, don't flaunt your cash. You're not dating a hooker. So basically, if you've got a flashy watch, a nice car, expensive clothes, they're going to notice it. So you don't need to pull out of your wallet the cash or whatever just to show them that you're expensive, basically.
It says there, don't drop your diamond down their shirt. How would that even
How does
really
that
happen? I don't know. TMI.
It'd probably get stuck in my chest hair.
Oh, yuck.
Hope you've all finished your dinner.
Oh, let's move on to number four. So basically, don't have any expectations.
No.
I mean, on a blind date, you could get anything. It's a mixed bag. You could get someone who's not your type.
And you won't be disappointed then.
Yeah, have no expectations.
This is coming from Tanya. Tanya has a lot of expectations.
Do you know what? I'll be honest.
Yeah.
I've seen a real change in Tanya in the last 3 minutes. Oh. And I know that she's ready for this blind dating. She's totally her attitude has changed. She's got no expectations and she's ready to move on out there.
I don't have a choice.
Yeah, pretty much. So either you or me.
There's nothing wrong with having some expectations. You don't want to settle for anybody, right?
Yeah, but have no expectations going into the date. And when you get there and you see them and you go, oh.
Yeah.
For the hills.
So you go in thinking, oh, this friend. You go in thinking friend, and that way you won't be disappointed.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, I have to remember that. Okay.
Tip number three, watch out for psychos.
Okay.
Hey, there's many a psycho that out makes there. Sense. I can see a psycho from a mile off. Can you guys?
No.
Can't you?
Some of them hide it well, like for a month. So really? You've really got to be careful.
Yeah. Be careful. Anyway, I think you know, if you see a psycho coming your way.
It says here the I own you stare.
Oh, yeah. I've had that actually.
Don't.
But in to a certain extent, the I own you stare is actually a nice stare. Is that wrong?
No.
Yeah. No. Yeah, it is wrong.
It's the don't walk into a dark alley stare.
It's creepy. Creepy.
Might have to do a show on John's therapy.
I'm gonna stab you in the nearest.
It's not so much that I have high expectations. Maybe you don't have any at all.
Possibly.
You've got to have some.
Possibly. Aim low. Aim low.
No.
Aim low.
Number two.
That's your strategy. Yeah, number two is the extra strategy. So basically, have your phones charged?
Yeah.
Have it up to full because you may need to make a few phone calls to get yourself out of a situation.
Like the fake medical emergency. Yeah. Or as one girl I went out with did, she climbed out the bathroom window of a restaurant, taking it to an extreme.
Look, I would laugh, but some similar stuff has happened to me, and I've actually located on my phone that there are certain applications that you can use to make your phone ring. Just randomly.
Yeah. Oh, no, you can text yourself. Yeah, no, you can.
Ooh.
Well, I've actually copped a phone call saying, quick, pretend that you've been in a car accident. Call me back in 30 seconds. Yes. Oh, one of those. Oh, okay, sure.
I just want to clear something up. It sounds like the girl I went out with did that to me. It wasn't to me. It was to somebody else.
Okay, sure. We all use that.
It wasn't me. She was just telling me she showed up and there was a guy and a girl and she was like, I'm out of here.
Done. And last one is take charge. So basically you don't want to be... If you've got a dream date in mind, you need to take charge and make it happen. So take control of the situation.
Without the death stare.
Yeah. No death stares and no weapons in the pockets.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. No, thank you. So I think we're going to send you guys out on some dates. Yep. That's going to be the challenge.
I don't know about the boys. The girls like confident girls. They don't like the shy so much. So you've got to be strong in what you want.
Oh, love it.
Yep.
Who's going to date me though? I don't know who's going to go on this blind date.
Well, you're not supposed to know because it's a blind date. That will be set up by me.
Michelle's the guru.
So. I do have the Facebook guy.
No, but you've seen the Facebook guy.
Oh,
yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. So basically a blind date is you have not seen them. You've had no contact with them. You basically no limited information about them.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That is a blind date.
Basically, you have no choice and Michelle will choose for you.
Okay. I'm open. I am wide open.
So people, I will actually need some real help.
John's wide open. Put that in the advertisement. John's wide open.
Oh, God. This one's going to be a tough one.
I don't know why I can't get a date.
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
And welcome back to The Single Life on Joy 94.9, where I'm with Tanya and John, and we're talking all things blind dates. Mm-hmm. So we've had a great SMS in that says...
We'll spit it out.
Oh. Don't sit and post updates on Facebook during your date, especially if your date has been friended. Yeah, that's awkward because then they're like, hang on, I just went to the bathroom and I can see that you've been posting.
Yeah.
But then you can turn around and go, well, what are you doing in the bathroom checking your Facebook? So,
it's a bit rude.
That could be awkward. So if anyone else has got any tips, I guess, for blind dates, or if you've got tips on how I can find blind dates for Tanya and John, please SMS in 0427JOY949 or email onair@joy.org.au or I'd say the Facebook, but then you guys will probably look at the Facebook and see, well,
Tanya's seven photos of the same image.
No, but you guys will see who's contacted and say, hey, I'll go on a blind date, and then it won't be a blind date.
We understand if you guys run out of credit and you can't text in, or you can't get a hold of us.
I think they should just like us on Facebook. What's wrong with that?
Because then we know what they look like,
John.
I just won't look. Oh, no,
look, that's fine. I'm gonna find
we'll leave it with
blind dates somehow.
Leave it contact with Michelle. Contact
directly.
Stalk the guru.
Stalk me, feel free. That was a great tip. Do you guys have any more tips for blind dates?
Mm.
No, but given you've never been, neither of you have been on a blind date.
No, you know what? After everything we've said, online, there's some people that don't have their pictures up and they are actually beauties. So you can miss out if you discount the people that don't have photos sometimes.
Well, I think a lot of really good-looking people don't put photos up just because then they'll attract people that are just after the looks.
Yeah. Or they may not be out, so they can't put their photo up.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Mm-hmm. So don't give them a chance.
Have you guys ever encountered anyone that sort of ditched you friend-wise because you're not in a relationship?
Oh, okay.
Yes. My best mate actually ditched me for his relationship, but just didn't come home and was like away for weeks at a time. It was all very depressing.
Really?
But when the relationship ends, they can't expect you to be around.
Actually, the relationship ended just recently and he came back home.
Yeah, and you weren't there.
All of a sudden, I started, my roommate's awesome. He cooks me dinner and stuff, and I started getting that again.
Yeah.
And he goes through and cleans the house. It's amazing. Of course, I'm going to miss that.
Yeah.
I don't like cooking.
I would love that too.
Yeah, well, my friend's girlfriend was ordering me to get out of bed once. And I was like, one, what? I don't take orders from anyone under 20. Two, you're not my mum, so sorry, I'm just going to go back to
back
sleep.
Off.
Back off. Back off.
Yeah, and then my girlfriend's friend, stuck up for the girlfriend, which was a little disappointing, but whipped, I guess. Oh,
okay. We need a whipping sound effect.
How we could just go. Whoosh, whoosh,
whoosh. Hey, I just want to do a really quick shout out to all of our friends on Facebook who have sent us messages throughout the week or given tips or comments or feedback.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got Bert, who was the stylist giving fashion advice.
That's right. Bert's on Team Johnny.
Bert's on Team Flannel.
Tanya. I got some good comments from Bert.
No, Bert's on Team John.
Look, I'll clarify this. Bert's on Team Flannel.
Yep. And I was wearing flannel.
Brody was on Team Tanya.
Oh, okay. I love you, Brody.
Wow. Brody, you've got some okay.
It's a it's a non-sexual kind of love.
Okay.
Okay.
Brody. So Misty, who sent in a few messages, Misty. Sent some love our way.
Yeah, she's got lots of love.
David. We've got Gerald, Joey, Paul, Peter. Look, there's been a lot, so I'll quickly run through things off here or not.
It was just so funny to see all these people interacting on our Facebook page.
This afternoon, I was loving it.
Oh, and there was some good laughing so hard.
There were some good comments, like they weren't, nasty or anything. It was great.
And
they
were helpful. You'd expect yours to be particularly helpful, seeing you took 9 photos of the same.
Well, there was a few comments about how to take selfies. there
were issues.
Shirt-ripping issues.
Facebook and the shirt.
I think that's actually an interesting topic about selfies. And I think at one point in one of our shows, we should talk about it because one of the guys that was listening kind of raised how to do a good selfie.
Yeah, so that was Bert. Well, but having said that, I think taking selfies is kind of a visual thing.
I think the issue is when you send people a bunch of photos and you say, hey, guys, don't put the blurry ones off, and then they put the blurry ones up. Well, that's out of my hands, isn't it?
Yeah. Look, I think you'd think someone who works in IT, John Wintle, would know that. Anyway, I'll continue with the shout out.
Uh-huh.
Fran.
Ooh, hi, Fran.
Jerry from Kiwiland. Hi, Jerry.
Oh, hey, Jerry.
Hey, Jerry.
He's on Team Johnny.
I like him too.
Yeah,
I don't know who he is, but reminds me of Ben and Jerry's. Megan, Stephanie.
Oh, that was sexy Megan. I just want to point that out.
Jonathan from Massachusetts.
And it's Jonathong, Jonathan. It's Jonathong. Oh, and we're not referring to the Aussie thong either. It's the American thong, which is...
The G-string.
A pair of underwear, yeah. A pair of undies.
Okay.
Bit of Charlene action from Caboolture.
Oh, Cabo.
Beck, Beck Martin.
Yep.
Sean, who... a little message. She thinks I'm gorgeous. MDK is gorgeous.
And you need to go on.
I need to have a date with the girl.
Could you do that, MDK?
Probably not. I don't want to lead anyone on.
Do you know what? You should live a little. You should live a little.
You can't lead anyone on.
You can't force her.
Sorry.
But you just got to get out of your comfort zone.
She's not a horse and there is no water.
But she's just got to get out of her comfort zone.
Not even getting out of my comfort zone. That's just getting out of the zone. So let's just kill that idea.
Okay.
Flat out no. Okay.
Fair enough.
So, look, I'm really excited for the week ahead.
I know you're excited because you don't have to do it.
But I have to find you someone. So there's a bit of pressure on me. About the pressure on me.
Chop, chop. We trust you to look after us.
You only have to go out on a date with someone. Oh. It could be a coffee.
Is that
like,
all?
Come on.
We just have to try not to lead someone on for an hour.
Yeah. Well, follow my tips. Keep your phone charged and make sure you give me an emergency call. I'll be sitting out the back.
I will be texting myself like
you're
crazy.
My lifeline.
I am the lifeline. So I guess... That's it, guys. Oh. That's it for another week. Mm-hmm. I can't believe another Tuesday evening's come to an end.
Oh, it's absolutely flown
it's been
past.
Crazy. But we would love to hear from everyone on our Facebook page, mm-hmm. which is...
Our Facebook page, which is The Single Life on Joy 94.9. Just go to Facebook and do a search for it, or you can find it by going to joy.org.au. Go to the program grid, scroll down to the Single Life, and scroll down to the Single Life page, and at the bottom you will find the link.
Yeah, so definitely
to our
like it, because then you can give us tips.
You can give me flack, because
I think there was a moment there where John actually forgot the title of his own show.
Doesn't surprise me.
That was back in episode one, but that was not tonight.
Just remember, the title of the show is the same as the Facebook page. You can do this.
The single life on Joy 94.9.
You can do this.
Excellent.
So it's been really good. I've really enjoyed this week talking about your fashion challenges.
Oh, and you've hated
the challenges with selfies.
You've hated the other weeks, of course, now that you really love this week.
No, I continue to love it.
It's always fun.
It's
always fun when you can just sit back and laugh at everyone else.
I know. I love sitting back and laughing at the both of you too.
Yay.
And I've loved discussing the concept of disposal relationships. I'll be disposing of the both of you at midnight. What to do when your best friend ditches you. Mm-hmm. Well, actually, we kind of didn't discuss what to do. We just discussed being ditched.
Well, you just sort of let them know, you know, hey, I was your friend first, so you should not just run to the girl or stick up for them straight away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's all about you.
Yeah.
But really, we've talked about the blind dates. That's been the big one for this week. So the challenge, looking forward to it.
All right.
Well, giddy
I'm
up.
I'm ready. Giddy.
Everyone tune back in next Tuesday night for The Single Life on Joy 94.9, and you can hear all about the... blind dating challenge. And remember to message me on Facebook if you want to go out with either of these two gorgeous people. John won't wear flannel, promise. All right, signing out for another week.
Thank you. Bye.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.